Sheila Brown?
No, I don't like
Oh,
her.
I don't want to hear it. I'm sick of it. I just can't even go anywhere without a bra.
Really? I don't really care, eh? I'm just kind of like, meh, it is what it is.
Diaries of a Dyke.
But anyway, welcome to Diaries of a Dyke. I'm joined by my mate here, Ashley Israel. Always a great yarn with you.
What's goody?
What's good? Also, I've just found out what Femfresh is. I've heard of it. I'm not going to lie.
Nectar of the gods,
go
some
on.
Would say.
What is it? Tell me.
It's stunning. No, it's controversial. And you know what? It's an unpopular opinion. So, supermarket, ash, hygiene, personal hygiene aisle, tossing up between the Vagisil. Do you know what that is?
No, what the heck is a Vagisil?
What is wrong with you people? Like,
I have heard of it before, but for some reason, I feel like I kind of put it into a category where you've got a smelly vagina.
Okay. I have never had complaints in that department, let me just say.
Well, I don't know. I'm uneducated. Educate me, because I'm curious. I'm very open to it, because you came out. Ash is like the biggest advocate for like new things. And she comes out, she's like, guys, I've tried this Femfresh and my vagina is smelling
poppin'.
So good.
Poppin'. She's popping.
Yeah. So what does it actually do then? Because I feel like maybe a lot of women are like, girl, I use Femfresh or Vagisil or whatever it is too.
Yeah, and some girls will be like, that's nasty and you shouldn't be using things on your
vaginas like, well, only water.
I just feel like I've just never had complaints in that department, so
I love it. This is why I love you, and this is why I've got you on the podcast as well, because you are so real. There's many reasons I wanted you to be on this podcast. Number one, do you want to tell a little bit about you for people that don't know you, back to why you just got that phone call from a work person? Because you are one of the most hardest working women that I know.
Aww.
I don't know what you actually do. What I know is you work high up in insurance or something like that. So and you make a whole lot of money. But you explain what you do.
Whole lot of cash. That's inaccurate. But I do work hard and I play harder. But,
yes.
You know, it's cool. Very fortunate to have the job that I do. So I'm a liability underwriter.
Can you tell us what that is in different terms, like an easier term?
Okay, so I write business insurance policies for professionals. So for accountants, for engineers, for lawyers, for...
Okay, so you use the word accountants and lawyers in one sentence. So to me, that's, you make a whole lot of money. I couldn't even tell you what a damn accountant
does. I make all right money. I mean, it's paying the bills and then some.
But you deserve it. You deserve it so much. You worked your butt off. The one thing about us is that we've like grown up together, eh? How long have we known each other now? Like a good
2013? We lived together?
Did you guess that? Oh, we lived together in 2013. Yeah, so that's a good time. And also in that time, we were both like taking our steps towards our careers and like trying to work real hard to get to where we wanted to. And I just remember, you know, on that grind, and we would get home and we'd just be so tired, and you'd just make your wee wraps and you make chicken wraps. That's all I knew Ash for. She ate chicken wraps every day. And I was like, girl, how do you not get sick of chicken wraps? Honestly. How many different things
bomb.
Can you put on a chicken wrap?
Balls deep into that chicken wrap life.
This is another, and she's so real, and this is what you're going to hear the whole podcast. Okay, cool. So yeah, we've known each other for a long time now, and like you said, very proud of you with your career and relationships and growth. Like, you're shining and your aura is amazing at the moment, and I love you for it. And you're just like the, how can I describe you? Like, when I'm around Ash, she's just got such like a kind and open aura that everyone loves you. You're so lovable.
Oh,
and you're freaking fun. You're so fun.
Yes, bitch. That's the best. You missed the like NY at the end. That's my favorite compliment of all time.
What? Funny?
No one thinks I'm funny though. Only like two people think I'm funny. But when people are like, you're so funny, I'm like, oh my God, marry me then.
Who thinks you're funny? Your mum and dad.
No, neither of them think I'm funny, actually. Okay. Omia thinks I'm funny, which is great.
And I think you're actually, you're actually, your humor is like, you have to be able to get it though. Yeah. Like you're
high level bands.
You're quietly funny. Like you're quietly funny. Like you have to really like listen and have like a dry ass sense of humor.
Oh my God, this is such a compliment.
That's me. Dry sense of humor. And also my favorite part with you is like when I give you frights.
Not fucking funny, but you know, I love you for it. I'd fucking do.
You probably hated living with me.
You keep me on my toes, Daddy Fantasy. You keep me on my fucking toes. That's faux show.
When we flatted together, we lived in this like country house in the middle of nowhere. Like one of those houses you see on a horror movie in the middle of the
country. For real.
And I'd come home late at night and Ash's bedroom was like around the side where you could go around. And I'd get home and I'd like tap on the window. And she'd text me and she'd be like, is that you? And I'm like, what? I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm out. I'm fucking home alone. The power's cut. It's dark as shit. There's no fucking lights around. And there's like tapping on my window. Like, and I was like, holy fuck, this is where I die. I'm like, literally had only just taken myself to my bedroom because it was like I found a mouse like lingering in the house and I'm fucking terrified of mice. So I was waiting for someone to come home and it should like run into my room and I can hear this like text Danny because I think Britt and Kat were away or something.
Yeah,
like,
so it was flatmates, yeah.
And I was just like, oh fuck, Danny's like, nah, it's not me, babe. I was like, oh fuck, I'm like pretty sure there's someone outside my window. Eh? She was like, oh, you'll be fine. Like, what does it sound like? Go and have a look. I was like, I'm not fucking going out there. It's like 2 a.m. or something. And then she just barges in. And I literally shat myself. I was just like, oh, this is how it all ends. So this is how it happens. I really didn't think this is how I die, but fuck me up. Didn't have any weapons.
I think you're a hitter, right? Like when you get a fright, you just
wait. Yeah, I have a hitter.
I was like, you know what? Deserved that. Fun times. It was really fun times.
It was.
It was actually a good time, that flat life. But yeah, good times, good memories. But one of the reasons I wanted to get you on the podcast as well, you know, Diaries of a Dyke doesn't necessarily be all about dykey things. You label yourself, are you into labels or anything? Or do you kind of like, if someone's like, oh, what's your sexual orientation? What do you usually say?
I don't know. It just depends on my mood, to be honest. Like, I like what I like when I like it. To be honest, it just depends. Yeah. Like, if I'm...
Whatever you're feeling like,
whatever,
right?
I feel like.
Yeah, exactly. Why do you have to put that into a category, right?
I'm honestly not limiting, you know, who gives the best head. I'm just like, you know, whatever. Whatever's better.
On the topic of conversation, because when we were living together, you were in a serious relationship with a guy. And she was all about the D. Ash was like, oh, D this, D that. And
still
I was like,
all
yeah.
about the D.
Yeah, I was like, cool. But recently, I was shocked to hear a story. I didn't think I would hear this, but when you told me, I was like, oh, come on, tell me, but I love this. I live for these kind of stories. Do you want to tell it, or I'll let you tell it and go into as much detail as you want, and
okay.
I'll come with the questions off the back of that, because all right. I found this so freaking intriguing.
Okay, so I was invited to a friend from uni's 30th birthday a couple years ago, and it was in Hamilton. So I went down to Hamilton for this birthday, and it was fun. It was just a house party, which I love, and went into the bathroom to go and, you know, do girl things, and went in with my friend's wife, and she proceeds to, you know, we're just chatting. She's telling me about how she's just like looking to line up a three-way for her and her husband. I was like, well, goddamn, okay. So
just
like,
casually,
obviously, you know. I'm probing the shit out of her to try and get more info. Probing. Kidding.
Oh, there you go. That's funny.
There
you
fucking
I'll give you
go.
That. I'll give you that.
So anyway, she's telling me about how they love a three-way and they're just always on the hunt for different girls and different things that they're into. And I was really interested, of course, because, you know, that's quite progressive in my opinion for a couple, and they're real solid. They're just like so in love with each other. And so I was just like, you know, I just can't imagine what that's like. Like, I've never been in that situation before, blah, blah, blah. She was like, look, we would really like to invite you to be our third participant in this, you know, meaningful one night relationship or whatever the fuck. So I was like, no, can do.
Wait,
so
she know?
Yeah, I just personally wasn't trying to fuck her husband. He just wasn't my type. But we kept chatting about it. And anyway, she was just one thing lead to another. Her and I are in her bedroom. And goddamn, she laid it on me. And then I put it on her. And she was like, goddamn, you've changed my life. And her man walked in halfway through, actually, and was just like, holy shit, what is going on here? Wagwan. I'm just like, you know, fuck soz, but can you get the fuck out? And then he left and left us to it. And then, yeah, and then afterwards we had to go back out into this party. Everyone had left except for her husband and my friend that I'd gone there with, to this party with. And they were just sitting there in the dark listening to Chris Brown real slow, Take You Down, waiting for us
what
to just
What a real
leave.
One. What a real friend. Just
real
waiting
friend.
For you.
Real bitch.
Okay. Is that the end of the story? Because I have so many questions.
Okay. Hit me.
Is that the end?
That's more or less the end.
Okay. So you pretty much had sex with a married woman.
Oh, Denny.
But he was okay with it. The husband was okay with it.
So when he came in, he was just like, can I at least watch? Because I was like, look, to be honest, I'm not trying to bone you.
You were just keen kind of for her more than him.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. I was pretty attracted to her. And he, after asking about 6 or 7 times if he can just watch, what if he just doesn't say anything? What if he just sits in the dark corner? I'm like, look, that's
loves
just...
Loves a tryer.
Yeah, loves a tryer, but no, no can do. So then he left and left us to it, and we got shit popping, I guess. Literally.
Did you look for cameras? Were there cameras in the room?
I did not look for cameras, but god damn, they would be the type. They're kinky as shit. You gotta
search up damn Pornhub and you're gonna be like,
Always wanted to fucking be a cam girl, to be honest. I'm kidding.
Do you know what? Wouldn't surprise me. What went on, it was like Ash Israel.
Ash Mary Dollar. Woman.
Ash Dollar. Okay. All right. So was that your first girl-on-girl experience?
That's my only girl-on-girl experience.
First and only.
Yeah.
Okay. How did you find it?
It was good. It was good. I actually got a lot out of it because she really enjoyed it. And I realized at that point that I get a lot of gratification off seeing someone else happy. Mm. That was really good for me because I wasn't long out of my relationship. And it was like a 10-year relationship. We were engaged. We were like committed. So I'd never like, you know, strayed from that relationship at all. But yeah, no, it was good. She loved it. And her man actually asked me, he texted me the next day and was just like, you know, insert name here, said that you did this thing, made her squirt. She'd never squirted before. And I was like, oh shit. Slow clap.
Your first girl experience and you made her squirt. That's quite impressive. Not gonna lie.
Thanks.
Must be a little lesbo inside of you or something.
Must be.
Is that from like, okay. How did you just know what to do? Porn?
No, I just, well, I mean, I've had the same thing done to me. Yeah. So I just like, I kind of knew the spot. I knew where the spot was and how to go about accessing that part of her body.
Can I ask, okay, I'm going into too much details. Tell me. Did you go down on her?
I did go down on her and I didn't enjoy that as much because I just don't think that was my vibe.
Okay.
Am I like a selfish lover? I don't know, maybe.
What was it? Because it was just like new and maybe you felt like a little bit like, oh, this is like really naughty.
Yeah, I just wasn't vibing with it. I don't even think, it definitely wasn't her. It was just that I think that's just not, I don't know. I just didn't feel like it came easy, pun intended, that way anyway. So I was just like, you know what? Let me show you what I'm actually good at. So like did that for her and she was just like.
So what are you good at?
Mind blown.
Fingers.
Yeah, finger the shit out of her. What do you mean?
Oh god, I love you so much.
Love the finger bang.
But you know, like you've got to try it. At least you've tried it. And
I tried
know.
It. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Would you do it again?
I think I'd do it again.
Yeah.
I think next time I'd probably be more inclined to do like a 3-way.
Okay.
I would really like to take that off my bucket list, but I think that's gonna be when I find the person.
Okay. Yeah.
I would like that to be my experience.
So okay, so you're in a relationship with someone and then that's when you kind of want to experience a threesome.
Yeah.
You're not the jealous type?
Because I'm definitely the jealous type.
Okay. Because this is what I like overthink about, because I haven't had a threesome yet either, but it's like something on the bucket list. Like I'm very open-minded and I'm like, yo, okay, let's go. But then also I think I couldn't do it with like 2 randoms.
No.
You know? And I think it would have to be with a girl and a guy.
Yeah.
Just for the pure fact that 2 girls is just probably a bit, I feel like it's like probably a lot of emotions as well, you know?
Yeah.
And guys are just like.
Just that balance.
Yeah.
I agree.
But then if it's with my partner, like I'm like, damn, like what if they do better than like me? Or like, you know, and all these, okay. Like, I'm a Scorpio, Ash, you know that. Yeah. Like I'm an overthinker.
Yeah.
So but I mean, open to it. Maybe further down the track, when you get really comfortable with each other and you're kind of like, it's just for fun. Like
you've got that friendship piece down lock, you know, you're just both like tight and you just, you're looking at it more objectively. Like we're going to get this person in. We're hiring this person for free.
If anyone's got any threesome tips, could you please let us know?
How does it work? Like, how do you engage with these people? I don't know.
And they're like, what happens afterwards? Are you just like, thanks.
Head on the back, you're like, it's been real.
Bye. Thanks for the orgasm. Bye.
I don't know, but I just
so many questions.
I would just love to do that with like my like guy, and we're just vibing, and we're like, you know what? Let's bring a bitch in. Do you know who I'm really inspired by? Couple wise, Tiana Taylor and Iman.
Oh, really?
What the fuck is this?
I know who you're talking about. I can't remember.
Basketball. They are hot.
Why are they a couple goals?
I have been following her for a little while, and she did an interview. Who was her ex? Is it her that was with? She was like Iggy Azalea's ex or something. Like she was with someone's.
Nick Young.
Was it Nick Young? I just don't know. She was with some guy anyway, and that was like her first time or something.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I'm thinking about the same people, but I think so. Anyway, she's now like she's with this guy, and they just like they're just both freaks, but they're just freaks with each other.
Cool.
And I'm into that. I think that's just. I think that it's so important to have like that connection. To be able to vibe on that level. I think it's like a spiritual thing.
Yeah, you're very spiritual.
I'm very spiritual. Mm. So it's important to me to have a partner that is as well, so we can kind of connect on that level.
Yeah.
Because I just can't have sex with people and it be like...
No emotions.
Like mindless. Like I just... Yeah. There's just no point for me. Like I can get myself off.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very good at that now. After 3 years of being single,
yes, you're saying sex for you is like a whole lot more than physical, right?
Yeah, and it's a really important part of a relationship for me as well. Like, I know a lot of people in relationships that don't have sex often, or they don't, like, you know, have that connection. They don't kiss and stuff like that, but that's important to me. Like, you don't have to, we don't have to bone every single day, but I would just like to feel a connection every single day. I need to be intimate. That's important to me. It, like,
I feel like
affects my mental health, you know?
I feel like I can talk this to you because you'll be completely open to it when I speak about this. So most people, they're like, what the frick is that? Love languages. I'm sure you know about that. So one of yours is probably physical touch.
Physical touch is definitely important to me, but the words of affirmation is, like, most important because I'm a compliments person. I need some like I just need to know. I need to know
reassurance.
Reassurance. Yeah. Like just tell me what's
just
good.
Yeah. Just don't beat around the bush. Just tell me.
Just
what
tell
is.
Me. And I love that. I love to gas my man up. I love to gas anyone up. I love to gas my friends up. I'm just all into it. And I love to be gassed up too. I'm a fucking Libra and we live for that shit. We live for it. So, you know, that's important to me.
Cool. Wow. I feel like I found out just so much about you. I love this. Okay. Do you think that you could ever see yourself dating a woman in the future or purely just keep it physical?
I've actually thought about this. Probably just physical. Just because I think I'm just like quite feminine and I just don't know how that would work being with someone else that was feminine. And I just love me an appendage. Like, big ass dick. Like, I'm a big fan.
But you don't even try like a strap or anything. Like,
I don't think I could do it.
You couldn't?
I need the like pulse sensation.
The pulse.
You know what I mean.
Do you know what I want to do? I want to start a sex, what do you call them? Like a
what?
A sex line. Like a sex label. You know, like I want to make like strap-ons and like dildos and stuff that actually feel good. Have you seen those things in the shops?
Yeah.
They're like 50 inches. Who the hell puts 50 inches?
Double-ended ones?
Yeah, like the double-ended.
That's
I'm sorry about
out
who.
Of it, eh?
A man is coming up with that idea. 100% he's like, do you know what? I'm just
going to. No woman was like, you know what? Let's put two ends on this dildo.
No one's like, you know what? Let's make the girth like 100 centimeters.
Yeah, diameter. And, Jesus, fuck. You're like, oh, fuck me up. Yeah,
like,
okay.
I see some of that stuff and I'm like,
I actually heard this thing on the radio yesterday about Marilyn Manson. You know who he is?
Yeah.
Came out with a, same thing, dildo line. The dildo had his face on it and a woman complaining that his face had rubbed off the dildo after a couple of uses. How fucking outrageous is that?
Yeah, of course it's good. Damn.
Yeah, you're like, what? It just like springs a bunch of like extra questions and now you're just like, the fuck do you mean?
Also, it's quite intense. Like if it's coming towards you and there's a face on it.
There's a face on it.
Especially like Marilyn Manson. It would be quite scary.
I don't know how I'd feel about that.
Yeah. That's
fuck.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. All right. So he's already started lying. Need to look into that, by the way. Also, I wanted to talk to you about your lovely brother. I've heard this story before when we were flatting together, but I really thought it was important for people to hear about the story because I think it's a beautiful journey and just one that shows, you know, you can come out whenever, like doesn't matter how age, your past, what's happened and stuff like that. So
it's all about empowerment, I feel like, and feeling comfortable enough with yourself to be like, this is who I am.
Yeah, 100%.
And I was really proud of him. So he came out, I think I was about 17 and he's about 18 years older than me, so whatever, you guys can do the math.
I'm
not doing it, but whatever that is. And I was the first person that he'd come out to, and I was just like, holy shit, that is just cool. Like, good for you, blah, blah, blah. Just wasn't bothered. Tell me about the guy. Didn't even make it a deal. And I think he really appreciated that because I wasn't immediately, like, asking for the tea, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like everyone's just always like, oh, what about this? Or how does this other person feel? When really he's trying to tell you his experience. And all when people do that, all they want is some reassurance and some like someone to listen and not pass judgment or think in this direction when they're trying to lead you in this direction, you know. Mm. So I was really proud and grateful to be that person for him. And I'm still that person for him. Like, I love to be able to talk to him about stuff like that. It's been really hard on my family because my family are quite religious.
Okay.
My dad's Muslim and my mum's Christian. My sister's religious as well. She's Christian, and they all have a really hard time accepting it and moving past it. And it's been like 12 years now. I'm 30 this year. So it's just wild to me that it's even an issue at all. But, you know, they've warmed up to it. Every opportunity I get to kind of like educate my parents, I do, about how much more important it is to just love people, because, you know, you see the stats around suicide and people that just, and that's purely just because people feel like they can't be themselves, that they just mm-hmm. have to hide who they are. And it's just, it's so sad. But, you know, I always just wonder, like, if my parents knew what I was up to, would they paint me with the same brush? Because yeah. fuck me, like, yeah. God damn.
Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy?
I'm up to way worse shit. Yeah. So, like, fuck me.
Okay. So, does he... yeah. So, because it's a very, very common thing, I think, with sexuality. And I feel like people are very, like, held back on coming out to their parents and stuff yeah. like that if it's to do with, like, religious reasons, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I've had a lot of people be like, I can't come out to my parents because they will disown me. Yeah. They will kick me out. Mm-hmm. They want nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
And even though your parents are religious towards your brother, are they still kind of like, you know, in the picture? And
yeah, I think it's more just like unlearning all the shit that they've been conditioned to believe for so many years, coming from like, because my parents came over from South Africa.
Yes.
It's a lot of oppression in their background, and they've just been kind of conditioned to think a certain way. It's unfortunate, but I think that's all it really comes down to, is just unlearning things and realizing that you know the answers deep down inside. Yeah. No one else can tell you what's right, you know?
Yeah.
And I think we live in a world where it's, you just listen to what one person has to say and take that as gospel instead of looking within yourself to kind of come up with an answer.
Yeah.
And I think, because my brother has a son and he is 21
yeah,
now.
Okay. Mm.
So when all of this like stuff happened, my nephew was still quite young, and he's in a place now because he's super progressive. He's like an art person. Like, I adore him. He's the epitome of freedom.
Cool. That's
you
awesome.
Know, like, and I swear it's because of just what he's been brought up around. He knows what it's like to have unconditional love and to be around people that unconditionally love each other without any type of boundaries. And I just think it's amazing.
Isn't it crazy that, like, a couple could be together in a relationship and fight the whole time, and the child grows up and that's what they're used to, and that's normal and that's okay and that's accepted. But if a couple goes their separate ways, like, example, your brother came out and went with a man, but he still loves his son like crazy, and his son is happy, that's kind of like frowned upon, you know, just because of his sexuality.
Yeah, that's crazy. But I just know that he's going to do great things. He's just going to open people's eyes. Like, I can just tell.
Cool. That's amazing. So, okay. So obviously your brother was with a woman and they had a son. Were they married?
They were married.
Yeah. Okay.
Both really unhappy. Like, I think their relationship was quite volatile, potentially quite abusive, just because he was obviously suppressing all of his feelings, you know, and trying to pretend that he was something that he wasn't in a situation he didn't want to be in. And I'm really proud of him for taking that step and leaving to just be real to who he is.
That's a big step.
It's a big step.
You're married with a child, and you took that step, because a lot of people don't.
No, exactly.
They stay in that relationship and they, you know, like you said, suppress their feelings. And
he's given her the opportunity to move on, and now she's married to this other guy and he's incredible and they are just so happy, and she otherwise wouldn't have had that chance, you know, to kind of branch out, because she just would have thought, this is my life now. Like, this is how it goes.
Is your brother gay? Or is he bisexual?
No, he's gay.
He's gay. So did he have like a time in his life where he was like, you know what, I'm gay? Has he talked to you about that? Or did he kind of, did he always know and just kind of tried to hide it with marrying a woman? Or?
Yeah, he did. Okay. I think that he got married for the sake that he had just had a child with missus.
Yeah.
And that was just the right thing to do or whatever, you know. So they got married and I think it was tumultuous right from the beginning between them. Like, I think they were just really, you know, it was a mess because he was just suppressing all of these feelings and he wanted dick and she just couldn't provide him with it, you know.
What's that word you just said? Tumultuous.
Tumultuous.
What the heck is it?
Like messy.
Tumultuous.
Volatile.
Word of the day.
Tumultuous.
Great word. Okay. Well, you know, that is very, very brave of him to do, to come out of that. And also, he was bettering his life, his ex's life and his son's life.
Yeah.
Because he's teaching
his son. He took one for the team.
Yeah.
Essentially.
He's teaching his son so much by doing that as well. Mm. And you don't know. Like, his son could be gay as well. You never know. And at least...
And why the fuck is it a thing? Like, if he is, if he isn't, cool. Like, it really doesn't affect anybody else. So I'm just, you know, just as long as he feels like he can be who he is and not need to worry about whether or not he can come home for Christmas because of, you know.
Yeah. Are they in South Africa?
No, my brother lives in Amsterdam.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah.
And my nephew lives in Cape Town. So, yeah, he lives in South Africa.
Oh, okay. With his mum?
No, he just lives alone. He's studying Cape Town.
Oh, damn. Okay, cool. Where's your brother? Okay, so in South Africa, what's it like there for gay people and stuff like that? Like, is it quite...
I have absolutely no idea.
I
think it used to be bad, but I don't know.
Slowly trying to get into...
I think they're probably trying to get a little bit more progressive with their thinking, but I'm not 100% sure. I've only been to South Africa like twice.
Okay.
And I moved here when I was 4, so I've been here for like ever.
Okay. Now that's cool. Okay, well, I'm really glad that your brother did that. And also, how cool was it that he came out to you as well, that he trusted you with
I'm
that?
I'm a cool-ass bitch.
Yeah. I would tell you stuff too, to be honest. You would never judge. I feel like you never judge anything. So what advice could you give to people if they're like listening to this and they're like, man, you know what? Maybe someone is listening to this and they're married and they're, you know, like, damn, you know what? I'm gay and I really want to come out or something like that. What advice could you give?
I think you'll regret not doing it way more than you'd regret doing it. I think you should just be real with yourself because no one else can be you. There's only one you. You're not giving yourself a proper chance at life if you're living for somebody else and not living for yourself. I just think that's facts.
Quite wise, aren't you? Geez, you're really growing the last 5 years, I tell you that. okay, I'm going to ask you a question from one of our listeners that have written in for Dear Diary. Is it all right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. This one is coming in from Samantha, and she said, Dear Diary, would you date a guy who was bisexual? Interesting question.
Interesting question. Personally, I couldn't date a guy that was bisexual purely because I just know I can't put out that way. I can't. How am I supposed to compete with that?
So would you be worried that he would be wanting like penis?
And if he did, even if he did, like, which is fine, I couldn't do the open relationship thing. I wouldn't be able to compete with that at all.
What if he was
too jealous?
What if he was just like, possessive. I love you and I'm good, but he's just letting you know that he's bisexual.
So like, he's not looking to stray.
Yeah, he just wants you, but he's just letting you know, I do like guys as well, but I'm with you and I'm dedicated to you. Would it always be in the back of your mind? Would you always be like, am I enough? Do I need another appendage?
Yeah, but you know what? At the end of the day, that's a me problem, isn't it?
Mm.
That's my own insecurity. That's not got nothing to do with him. He's just being honest about who he is.
Yeah.
I think it really depends. If I loved someone enough and if that was, you know, their situation, I just don't think it would be a thing if I loved them that much. I just think that, shit.
This is real chats, real couch chats. Then we continue.
Okay. I think that if I loved someone enough and they told me that they were, you know, they found other men attractive, they aren't looking to stray from our relationship, but here's just a piece of information that, I do like men and I've been with men in the past. This is just, you know, who I am, but I'm dedicated to you. I'm dedicated to this relationship. I'm committed. I'm not going to cheat on you, but this is just it. I think if I loved them enough it wouldn't be a thing. I think it comes down to like your own security as a person, because it, immediately my answer would have been, nah, there's no way I could date someone that was into me. And just because I'd think I could never put out the same way, you know, I wouldn't be able to give that masculine touch the way like a man might be able to. I wouldn't have the same spirit, the same vibe, the same mentality, like things just, I just wouldn't be able to fill that gap, you know?
Yeah.
I literally wouldn't be able to.
But I like how you said that's a self thing as well.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? Yeah, like, no, it is.
Yeah. That's good that you can recognize that. Oh, also, while we're on the topic of this, do you watch Love is Blind?
No.
Oh, I really wanted to vibe with you on that. There's this guy on it. His name's Carlton. Pretty much, it's like a ridiculous program on Netflix, but okay. Super addictive. Okay, mm-hmm. Watch it. So pretty much what happens is, this is completely off topic, but I really want to chat about it. So singles get into pods, right? And they can't see the person, but they talk to them. So they have dates with them. So say we're on a date, right? Mm-hmm. And we're facing the other way and we've never met. We've never seen each other. And we just start chatting and we're like, oh yeah, I like watermelon, la la la. And then you start chatting.
Yeah.
And then it's whoever you vibe with. And then freaking like a day later, they ask each other to marry. Like they, I know, it's so stupid. It's so stupid, but I watched the whole thing.
It's quite a commitment.
Yeah, so they ask each other to marry, and they're like, honestly, like after two dates, they're like, oh, I love you. My life never made sense.
Oh,
like,
for God's sake.
Good for you guys, like emotionally available, but yeah. And so the journey is that they ask each other to marry them, and then they see each other for the first time once they've got engaged.
Yeah.
And that's the journey until they get married. But there's one guy in it called Carlton. Mm-hmm. And so he asked the girl to marry him, and then that's cool, and they're getting to know each other and stuff. And then he drops this bombshell, and he's just like, also I'm bisexual. But this is after he's asked her to marry him and all that kind of stuff. And so she's angry. She's like real angry. She's just like, you should have told me before. I feel like I've been led astray. And you know, you can see from both sides, because the dude is like obviously still coming to terms with his sexuality, and he's not like out and proud and all that.
Yeah.
But I think that was the first time coming out on national television that he's bisexual. So it's interesting to see her point, because she was just like, nah, sorry, I can't date you. But I think her thing was more that he just didn't tell her.
Yeah.
You know, like she was just like, yo.
So, I mean, after 2 days, he should have just bust it open with all of his info. What do you mean?
I was watching it, and that's, I'm like, sis, ridiculous. You're on a program where you get married after 5 days. So I feel like there's a lot to fit. But yeah, that's just what I was thinking about with it. Yeah, I know. You should watch it.
It's wild.
It's stupid. It's ridiculous, but really, really addictive, like I said. Yeah. All right, Textpert Lisa. Apparently she's sitting there laughing. She wants to ask us some questions. So
excellent.
Go on.
Excellent.
Are you asking Ash or me? Or both? Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely, I would. I would. I just think homemade porn is just so much better. Yeah.
Amateur category on porn sites, right?
Yeah. Like that. Yeah. Cream pie compilation.
I have kind of tried one time, but I remember doing it and I saw
Danny,
I saw the camera. I was like, hell no. Turn that on. I was like, that ankle, not happening. I was like, that's not happening. So yeah, I tried but failed. But hey, I'd probably give it a go again. Oh my God, I hope my mum's not watching this.
Oh my God, false. Yeah, no, I've never tried, but I'm definitely like open to it. I think I'd have to really trust someone, obviously. Obviously.
Yeah, not like
it ain't going on the fucking internet, that's for goddamn sure. Got a big ass career ahead of me.
Once it's recorded, like that's there.
Yeah, that's like, for good. But I'd be willing to do it. It's definitely
any
on
offers.
Any offers? No, I would.
Yeah, girl.
I'm into it. The more I think about it, the more I'm warming up to it. I'm like, yeah.
Depends what positions.
Do you know what though? I really like the whole like doggy position. Like I quite like looking at that. The like booty and the thighs and just that real arched back. Real into it.
Interesting. Good chats. Okay, cool. Well, I'll let you go. Thank you so much for the chat. Love catching up with you as always. So are you living here now? Like out south? In South Auckland?
South in your mouth.
Oh no, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
You're definitely back out south.
No, you can take the girl out of the south. Fuck me up. I'm south for life.
You can take the girl out of the hood, but you can't take the hood out of the girl.
That's it.
Yeah. So what's the plans for you now? Just real quick.
For the rest of the day? or just for life.
About life, but
no. Yeah, for life. So I'm staying here for probably until the winter, more realistically. So maybe for the next couple of months. Just trying to get my head around my job, and I've got a lot of stuff coming up for work, so I just kind of want to get on top of that. And then I'm gonna be rolling solo, depending on what life throws at me next. I've been looking for an apartment in town, but I haven't found one that I love. I've also got cats, so I'm thinking, like, I gotta look after my girls first and fucking foremost.
You locked them out. My babies. You locked them out.
They're outside. Awesome. They're outside enjoing the sunshine.
Fickle.
And okay. Hunting.
They don't hunt.
They're so shit at hunting. They're precious. They hate to hear it, but they are shit at hunting.
They're real cute. They're like your babies, eh?
They are my babies.
You've always had cats. You've always had cats since I've known you.
Stop fucking telling people. Some people, like,
yeah. Are they the same cats, Hilda, that you had?
No, they're not. Did they die? Sunday Father's Day? Yeah, is that who did this?
She had a cat called Sunday, and I called it Sunday.
It was you, eh? You Sunday named her. Father's I'm Day. Sure you named her.
Yeah. But yeah, that's funny. Did she die?
Nah, she ran away when I lived on the shore. So I lived in Glenfield, and then we were looking. I was like moving to Grey Lynn, and just before the move, she gapped it. So I was like, "Fuck, now I need to re up on these cats."
That's quite sad.
So actually, I got two more cats.
R.I.P. Sunday, Father's Day.
R.I.P. She's somewhere in the Glenfield, Birkenhead, Birkdale area. So if anyone sees her. She looks like an owl. She's cute, but she's
happy. Yeah, she's all right. She's got a great life. She's got like a family. Yeah. The kids like love her. And
do you know what? She's chipped. So like, and no one's hit me up. So I'm like, someone's taken her as their own.
She was cute.
She was cute. Yeah. God bless her.
Sunday. All right. Well, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. I've learned so much about you today and about everything in general. So appreciate your time.
I love you.
And, if for any reason anything else interesting happens in your life and you want to jump back on the podcast, we'd love to hear about it. Especially if you do another episode, what do you call it? Another we bump into a married woman in the toilets moment.
Oh, for God's sake. I'm not opposed to it. Well, you know, it's been real. Love ya.
Sweet. Good shit.